6. Business negotiation. Useful sentences.
1. Would you give us a brief account of the new practices you have adopted?
2. We've mainly adopted some usual international practices.
3. We would very much like to know something about this line. Could you tell us more about it?
4. We have adopted, for example, payment by installments.
5. We were very glad that you have such a friendly attitude.
6. We stick to a consistent policy in our foreign trade.
7. We insist on the principle of equality and mutual benefit, as well as exchanging needed goods.
8. You have adopted a more flexible policy in your work than before.
9. We are trying to get rid of the over-rigid practices and adopt some general international practices.
10. We have adopted a flexible policy in our foreign trade work.
11. We appreciate your kind consideration in the coming negotiation.
12. Let's hope for good cooperation between us.
13. I wish a brisk business for you all and a continued development in our business dealings.
14. Your health.
15. It is said that a new policy is being put into practice in your foreign trade. Is that true?
16. I've come to make sure that your stay in Beijing is a pleasant one.
17. You're going out of your way for us, I believe.
18. It's just the matter of the schedule. That is, if it is convenient for you right now. Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
Ah, these are the machines we're interested in. May we have a look at them?
Of course, but they are in the showroom.
Is it very far from here?
Not very far. It's only half an hour's car ride. Are you free now?
I'll be free tomorrow afternoon. Suppose we make it, say, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? Could you manage that?
Yes, I'll pick you up at your hotel.
Conversation 2.
Welcome to our company. My name's Jeff Kim. I'm in charge of the export department. Let me give you my business card.
I'll give you mine, too.
How was your flight?
Not bad, but I'm a little tired.
Here's your schedule. After this meeting, we will visit the factory and have another meeting with the production manager. And you will have dinner with our director.
Could you arrange a meeting with your boss?
Of course. I've arranged it at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, shall we get down to business?
Sure. Did you receive the sample we sent last week?
Yes. We finished the evaluation of it. If the price is acceptable, we would like to order it.
I'm very glad to hear that.
What's your best price for that item?
The unit price is $12.50.
I think the price is a little high. Can't you reduce it?
I'm afraid we can. $12.50 is our rock-bottom price. If you purchase more than 10,000 units, we can reduce it to $12.
Well, I'll accept the price and place an initial order of 10,000 units.
Very good. It's been a pleasure to do business with you, Miss Smith.
The pleasure is ours. Can you deliver the goods by March 31st?
Of course.
Conversation 3.
Hello, Miss Green. Please sit down. Would you like a cocktail?
A dry martini, please. You can call me Vicky. May I call you Mark?
Of course. Now, if you don't mind, Vicky, I'd like to discuss some business before dinner. As the executive summary in my proposal shows, I think our new line of graphics workstations are exactly what you need. In fact, they're less expensive and more powerful than your stated requirements.
No problem with that, Mark. But I question your objective of using a new operating system. That means new software and retraining.
Most of your existing software will work on the new system. The new software takes full advantage of our hardware and operating system combination and will give your users the tools they need to increase productivity.
I do like your proposed methodology of implementing in 3 phases. That's important for easing the impact to our users. Now, based on the assumption that they will need more power again in a few years, I need lots of expansion capacity. Our capital expenditures on hardware and software have mushroomed over the last 5 years. And my CEO wants me to rein in our costs.
You'll be able to upgrade at relatively low cost to cover all your needs for the foreseeable future. Our hardware is very reliable, and the service contract gives you 24-hour on-location service for a full 3 years. Our growth impact studies show that cash flow expenditures over a 5-year period should be 33% less than other high-end workstations on the market.
That's music to my ears, Mark. It looks like we can do business together. Cheers!
Conversation 4. Mrs. Wen, would you give us an idea of the price you regard as workable?
As I've said before, your price is so high that we find it difficult to make a bid. We hope that you will take the initiative and bridge the gap.
Just to comply, we're ready to reduce the price by 5%. I hope this concession of ours will get the ball rolling.
So do us. Certainly, it's a step forward on your side, but the gap is still too wide.
The ball is in your court, Mrs. Wen. What price would you suggest?
To make your offer workable, I think that you should take another step down as big as the one you've just taken.
That won't do. You see, our profit margin is very narrow. It simply can't stand such a big cut.
I hate to disappoint you, Mr. Brown, but if that's the case, we have no alternative but to cover our requirements elsewhere. Do think it over, please. We sincerely hope our discussion will come to a successful conclusion.
Well, I'm not authorized to agree to such a big reduction. Would you mind waiting a day or two until I get a reply from the Home Office?
Not at all. Shall we meet again, say on Friday morning?
Good. Friday morning at 8 o'clock. Rattling off.
The consumer isn't a moron. She is your wife. You insult her intelligence if you assume that a mere slogan and a few vapid adjectives will persuade her to buy anything. Davik Ogilvie, American Advertisement Manager.
Towering genius disdains a beaten path. It seeks regions hitherto unexplored. Lincoln, American President.